We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchei Simone Behema Vachaya Tohira, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Yud Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes a very famous Gemara, Vezeh Shomer Av Yosef, and related to what we've been discussing till now, we could appreciate the famous statement of Rav Yosef in the Gemara in Psochem, Dav Samaches, where he said, Ilav HaYoyma, were it not for this day of Matan Torah, of Shavuos, Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka. There are many Yosefs in the market. In other words, I wouldn't be much different from everybody else. Ki Hatzadikim Hagdoilim Hoyu Oivdim Es Hashem Yisborach Gam Im Lo Nitna HaTorah. We know that the Gemara tells us that the great Tzadikim served Hashem even before there was a Torah, like Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and they would have served Hashem even had the Torah not been given. As the Gemara and the Medrash tell us about the Ovois HaKadoshim, that they fulfilled the entire Torah and they served Hashem even without the Torah being given officially. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Avo legoidel hisgabrus hasheker, however, based on the tremendous growth of sheker in this world, we, the people, wouldn't be able to differentiate between tzaddik and rosha, ilav hayoyma, were it not for this special day, shehu yoyim hachamishim, the 50th day, Sheboi kiblu Yisrael es haTorah, on which Klal Yisrael received the Torah, Shaydeze yeshlanu koyach lahachnia ulavatel hasheker afilu betoikif hagolus achron hazekanal. And it's the fact that Klal Yisrael received the Torah, and specifically on the 50th day, which corresponds to the Shar HaChamishim, which we said is above all numbers, and it represents the Ein Soif. Rav Nosson Zal elaborated a lot on this issue of the 50th gate, because we received the Torah from such an incredible high place, even though the sheker is very strong, and there's different levels of sheker, and there's a sheker of the 49 levels, and there's a sheker of the 50th level, still, the fact that we were given the Torah on the 50th day, from the Shara Hamishim, that's what gives us the ability to be machnia and mevatel the sheker, even in this most severe golus, even in this final golus that we're in, which we said is also above numbers. The other golios we knew, golus Mitzrayim, 400 years, 210 years, golus Bavel, 70 years. This golus, the Torah writes about it, that it's, we don't know. We don't know how long it's going to be. Vezeh, this is what Rav Yosef meant when he said, Ilav HaYoyma, the Kogorim, Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka. Were it not for this special day that's so significant, how many Yosefs would be in the market? There'd be many Yosefs in the marketplace, meaning you wouldn't be able to differentiate that much between me and everybody else. But now that you have the Torah HaKadosha, and you were given the Torah on the 50th day from the 50th level, there you have a fighting chance at being able to identify Sheker and Havdol from Emes, and be able to identify Tzaddik from Russia, etc. Paragraph Yutes, Vezeh, and this is also the meaning of a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Mem, Rabois Osiso Ata Hashem Aleikai, Hashem, you have done many, many things, Nifloisecho Umachshevoisecho Eleinu, your wonders and your thoughts are with us, Ein Aroich Eilecho, there's no way to evaluate you, Kaviyachol, Agido Vadabera, I speak, Otzmu Misaper, you're beyond any count, Kaviyachol Hashem. Sheze Ne'amar Le'inyin Matan Torah, this pasuk is written about Hashem giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Kamo Yishom Razal, as is brought in the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. And as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this, he quotes this in Torah Lamed Dalet. Vezehu agido vadabeira otzmu misaper ki achshav al yidei koyach kabolas haTorah nimshachen aleinu machshavoysav neflosav yizborach. Now, through the fact that we receive the Torah on Har Sinai on that 50th day, Hashem's thoughts and wonders were shown to us. Niflois Tomim Deim Bli Erech. We were given a display of like the infinite light of Hashem. Ad Asher Otzmo Misaper, to the point where we see it's above all counts. Bechinas Agido Vadabero Otzmo Misaper. Asher Yidei Zeh Yeshlonu Koyach Levatel Hasheker Horav Ho'otzum Asher Ein Mispar Lishkorov. Because we were given the Torah, which is infinite and which comes from a place of infinity, you know, the Shar HaMishim, that's what gives us the ability to fight and to eliminate the sheker, the multitude of sheker, which is also almost infinite. Ki koyach oemes shel haTorah oimed kenegdoi bli erech umispor lachnir lahashpilo yisay tomim. Because the power of the truth of the Torah stands up against the sheker continually and infinitely in order to be machni and mashpil the sheker. Ki hatzadikim amitiyim yecholen lasois tachbulo iskoele at shiyodiyu gam lahatoiv hakovush es malosoi ulo hitziyoy misham al yidei shemoitzim besifreim hepech emunosom. Because as we learned earlier, the true tzadikim have the ability, they have tricks up their sleeve in a sense, where they have the ability not just to teach Torah to regular Jews, but even to send their words long distance to that goodness that's trapped by the Sitra Achra among the Goyim or in other places among the Sitra Achra. The tzaddikim have the ability to shoot these missiles where their words go and find the toiv that's kovush over there, and enlightens that toiv. It reminds that toiv of who it really is and what its origins are, and thereby the toiv ends up looking into the books of the Goyim and everything and finding contradictions. Vafilu madayin he mizgaber malatoiv yoyser v'yoyser u'meviyin yoyser l'toiv chaloma yisera. And even if the forces of the Sitra Achra, when they see this happening, they flex their muscles and they try with all their might to force the toiv more into the mud and not to release it, not to allow it to escape, to try to bring it into a further degree of hiddenness. Afal pikein yoytze hatoiv mehem al yidei zera hayeloidim. Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Torah Yud Zayin and Likut Imran that this whole halach is based on that if the toiv doesn't come out in the goy himself, it'll come out in the next generation. In his children, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem yispoer bichsoy vamim ze yulad shom sela kemavur batoranal. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there, that sometimes the goy himself will find the contradictions in his writings, and he himself will come and join Klal Yisrael, as a ger tzedek. And then, and what happens is, it's not the goy, it's that toiv that was trapped inside of that goy, that when it was turned on, when it was enlightened, it searches its thoughts, its search for the emes, you know, and it finds contradictions in their books, and thereby comes and joins Klal Yisrael. But sometimes the ra, the forces of evil, when they see this happening, they rise up and they squash the toiv further, they suppress it further. And then Rabbi Nizal explains over there, sometimes it ends up waiting until the next generation, and the toiv comes out in the child of that goy, and that's the one who comes and joins Klal Yisrael. V'zeh, and this is also the pasuk, Zevach u'mincho loy chofatzto, oznayim korisali v'chulu, oz amarti hinei bosi b'migil ha-sefer kosov olay. This is also a pasuk, two psukim in Tehillim. V'lechoyre zeh ha-mikro tomu ha-moid. Rav Nosnal says this pasuk seems very strange. Mashomar zevach u'mincho loy chofatzto. The pasuk says that Hashem refused our sacrifices. What do you mean Hashem refuses our fa? Hashem doesn't want sacrifices. Halo Hashem Zborach Tzivolenu Kama Pomim Lahakrev Korbonis. There are many places in the Torah where Hashem commands us and instructs us to bring sacrifices. V'omar Shem Ishe Reach Nichoech Hashem. And Hashem tells us that these sacrifices will serve as a satisfaction to Hashem, a pleasure to Hashem. Nachas Ruach Lefanov, as the Gemara says. וגם רשי והמפורשים נדחקו בוי הרבה. And Rav Nosanzal says, Rashi HaKodesh and the other commentaries struggle very much to try to understand this pasuk. What does it mean? Rav Nosanzal now is going to offer his explanation. אך זה נאמר לעניין שלמוס השכל דקדושה, שזה הועיקר. This pasuk is speaking about the concept of a Jew achieving שלמוס השכל, which is one of the most important things. שיידי זה זויכן לירויס אויר הצדיק. When a person is זויכת to שלמוס השכל, then that person can see and really appreciate the light of the tzaddik. שיידי זה זויכן לכל טוב. And when a person appreciates the light of the tzaddik, that person is זויכת everything. והוא בחינס כלל קבולה סטוירו כמובר ליל. This is the essence of קבולה סטוירו also, that Hashem elevated, Hashem shined into כלל ישראל, this שלמוס השכל, through which we were able to see and appreciate the light of the tzaddik. As Hashem said over there, Tamosh Rabbeinu, וגם בכו יאמינו לילם. Not only will the Jews believe in me, but they're going to believe in you also, permanently. אבל לשלמוס השכל, אי אפשר לזכור הסכים על ידי תיקן המזבח, שנעס על ידי גרם, שנעס על ידי הצדוקה. רבן אזל explains over there in Torah Yud Zayin in Likutei Moran, the whole Seder, the proper sequence. Rabbein Azal says, in order to get to Shleimus HaSechel, you have to have Tikkun HaMizbeach. In order to have Tikkun HaMizbeach, you have to have converts. In order to generate converts, you have to give Tzedakah, because Tzedakah is what creates the Avir HaNach Vazach, the perfect stillness in the air, so that when the Tzaddik speaks, his Diburim of Emunah don't go 10 feet, they go 10 miles. They go 10,000 miles, and they can travel to reach that toiv that's kovush among the sitrachra, and remind it of its toiv, and thereby generate converts. Shaydeze nichtav b'sifreim hepech emunosam. Through this chain of events that we just spoke about, this is what makes it that the non-Jews end up finding in their books contradictions to their faith. שיידי זה הטויב הכובש ביניהם שהוא נשארש נשמוס ישראל הוא רואה ומויצה זויס בספרים. And when that happens, the goodness that's trapped by the Sitra Achra realizes where it originates from. It realizes that it originates from the Shorish Neshamas Yisrael. And it looks, it searches and finds in their books contradictions to their Amunah. ויידי זה מזגיירים, and this leads to their conversions. ונשלם המזבח, and when there's גיירים, there's שלמוס המזבח, which leads to שלמוס השכל. שיידי זה נשלם השכל כנע. וזה שאומר הפוסק שעוסק בסיפור נפלויס מתן תוירו, שהוי על ידי הסגלוס אור הצדיק שמויש רבנו בחינס וגם בכו ימינו לא ילם כנעו. And this is why the pasuk that we quoted earlier, זבח ומנחו לפחצתו, which we said is speaking about the wonders of מתן תוירו, whereby at Matan Torah there were two major things taking place. Klal Yisrael was receiving Shleimus HaSechel, and number two, there was a tremendous revelation of the light of the Tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Pasuk says, V'gam b'cho yaminu laylam, the Jews will believe in you permanently. V'omer HaPasuk, the Pasuk says, Zevachu mincho loichofatzto, oznayim korisoli oilo v'chato. היינו שלא חופצתו ושואלתו להובי קורבונויס בשביל תיקן המזבח. Hashem, you did not want and you did not request from us to bring sacrifices for תיקן המזבח. כי לכאורה נדמה שעיקר תיקן המזבח הוא על ידי ריבוי הקורבונויס. Because on the surface it seems to us that when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about תיקון המזבח, he's talking about bringing קורבונויס on המזבח. אבל הפוסק מבאר לנו שבתחילו כשצריכים להשלם המזבח כדי להשלם השכל, אי אפשר להשלים היוז על ידי ריבוי קורבנות. When we're first looking to start off this process of תיקון המזבח, in order to get to שלמוס השכל, you can't do it at that point in time through קורבנות. רק עיקר התיקון, על ידי שמודיעין להטויב הכובוש שהוא מזר ישראל כנעל. But rather, you have to first see to it that the words of the tzaddikim should travel and should reach that toiv that's trapped among the sitrachra and wake them up and make them realize that they're really from Zera Yisrael. That's the step which we said requires tzedakah. The tzedakah, which causes the avir anach vatzach, which causes the words of the tzaddik to travel far, which causes geirim, which brings to tikkun hamizbeach, which leads to shleimus hasechel. That's the order of events. That's why at Matan Torah, during the Matan Torah, the pasuk says Hashem wasn't looking for karbonos, because the sequence of events that had to take place at that point in time didn't involve the karbonos yet.